everyone. Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts.
And Catherine.
And Caroline. Today, we
want... Oh, and Stanley, by the way.
Yeah, and Stanley. Stanley is sitting on the bed with us right now.
Hi.
Sometimes he starts an episode with us and he doesn't always last the whole thing, but maybe he'll last today because he's being such a little baby for some reason. Being such a sweetheart.
Wait, why is he being so cute,
he's, like,
actually?
Being, like, such a sweetheart. Like, I feel like something's, like, not wrong, but he's in a mood for sure.
He's in a mood today. Wait, shut up. If you're not watching, go watch right now because he's being so cute. Stanley's our dog also. If you're new here, Stanley's our dog.
Stanley is 5 years old. He's a Wheaton Terrier, and he's named after Stanley Market, which is the area in Hong Kong that we lived when we were, like, 10 to 14, and we lived in Hong Kong. And then we moved back to the U.S., and he was, like, we moved back, let's name him Stanley to keep a little piece of Hong Kong with us thing. And now he's 5 years old because it's been a good 5-6 years. And that is the
crazy
story of Stanley. He's with us right now. But today we want to talk about bikini bodies, body confidence in the summer. Bikini bodies in the sense of, like, what the fuck is a bikini body? Okay. I feel like there's been, like, the death of the bikini body recently, like, the death of the concept, you know?
Right.
Because it was, like, the biggest thing in, like, I don't know, 2010s, late 2010s, and stuff, like, bikini body, bikini body. And I feel like everyone all of a sudden is, like, the fuck were we talking about? Like,
bikini body in the sense of, like, 2014 or something, like, triangle Tumblr era.
Yeah.
Like, that, I feel like that was when bikini body had its peak.
Right.
And now it's dead.
And now it's dead. But everyone, I feel like people are just, like, we're changing the narrative around bikini body.
Which
we're,
is
like,
true.
Opening up the realm of, like, what a bikini body is. And so we want to talk about that and also just get into a lot of tips for confidence in the summer because it is just a time where body image issues can be at their peak, where even if you're the most confident person in the world, there's just so much more, like, threat to your confidence and to your body image in the summer when you're on full blast, like, half naked in front of everyone and seeing everyone else in bikinis and, you know, all of that as well. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And do you have a high for the week before?
It's just been very summery the last few days. I don't know. I feel like my hair is looking blonde from the sun and, like, salty. Because I, like, don't wash my hair in the summer and it is so salty right now. It's, like, it's actually disgusting. But otherwise my hair is straight. So when it's like this, I'm like, this is the only time that my hair has, like, some spice to it. And it's, like, kind of fun.
Slight wavy haired twin, but she has some salt.
No, the only time, if my hair is salty, it will get wavy like this. And, like, I love it.
But then it feels dirty and gross,
but, like, it's fine. It's whatever. But if I try and, like, put curls in it or do anything, it just, nothing happens to it. So, I gotta take what I can get.
Next time you do curls, you should try using, like, a sea salt spray or something like that that'll, like, give it that, like, grit.
Yeah, except the thing is, I don't even wash my hair. Like, I don't dry it. I don't know if I could even curl my hair. Like, I don't know how to braid my hair. I never learned when I was younger. Caroline is, like, the braider.
I was one of those, like, sorry, like, tell me that other people were like this, because I know you were. Like, I had, like, a braid phase. Like, cute girl hairstyles, like,
long live.
They taught me how to, like, pancake your braids. They taught me how to Dutch braid. I don't even really keep up with them, but every once in a while I'll watch, like, a Brooklyn and Bailey video because I'm like, I feel like I owe it to you because your family, like, taught me how to braid hair. So I need to, like, give back my respect, you know what I mean?
Right. Give back.
So I like hair. I like doing braids sometimes, and I don't curl my hair often. I barely even blow dry my hair often. But, like, sometimes in school, like a going out night, I like a good curling of the hair. Anyway.
Topic,
but that's your high.
My high was
summary. My high this week is I read a book in 2 days. I've been pretty good about reading this summer. It's, like, on and off. Like, I'll read a book, I'll read it really fast, and then I'll be like, okay, gotta fill my life with other things for a minute, and then I'll pick up another book and I'll read it fast. But I've been looking around the house for a book that I haven't read, because I have read pretty much every book that's in Catherine and I's rooms, like, all of the, like, summery beach reads and all of those that we have. But I picked up a Colleen Hoover book that I read, like, probably 3 summers ago, before there was a big hype around it, and it's still been sitting in my room, and I'm always like, haha. I actually haven't read that many Colleen Hoover books, but I read, like, 2 of them a few summers ago, before I feel like the hype. So I've always been like, yep, I was above the hype. I'm kind of above it. I don't even have to read the new ones because I was ahead of the game for everyone. But then I was looking for a new book and I was like, hey, I haven't read this in a few years. I'll pick it up again. And it was Maybe Someday. And I read it in 2 days and it was really good. And then I looked it up and I found out that there's a sequel book to it. And so I'm going to get that.
That's crazy.
And I ordered a few new books yesterday. And so I like reading when I read. And so that was my high, is that I, like, spent the last couple nights, like, reading for, like, hours at night. And I finished the book in 2 days and it was pretty good.
It's been a wild summer, guys.
It's been a wild summer.
Low?
Rowdy Thursday night. My low was that my phone was broken and it was just, like, such a mess. Like, I have a pretty new phone. I have an iPhone 13. It's less than a year old. And it just kind of, like, shit the bed on me and just, like, stopped working. And it would just crash and spiral. And it was just frustrating because it was, like, super broken for a few days when, like, obviously, like, a lot of the work that I do is on my phone and I had deadlines and stuff. And so it was, like, super frustrating to me. But it was so interesting because last week's episode was about, like, managing stress and how that's all in your control and stuff. So it was a very big, like, test to me of, like, okay, practice what you preach. I gotta do that. And so I think
I do not do that. No, that's the biggest thing. I do not do that. I will come on here and speak to you for hours.
But then we still struggle then I with don't the same do it. Things ourselves, you know? Like,
whatever. Actually, okay, point, little side note, tangent. The reason that I feel like I'm able to have this podcast, or, like, post, help, like, lifestyle tips or, like, thought-provoking whatever on social media, the reason I feel like I'm able to share that stuff is because, like, I have experienced it and am currently experiencing it. Like, the reason I'm able to talk about it, or if any of you, like, comment or message me saying, like, oh my god, the podcast, it was exactly like you put into words what I've been feeling, that's because I'm feeling the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm articulating it.
Yeah, and, like, so, talking about this, like, getting rid of stress and guilt and everything that we talked about in last week's episode, like, that topic's all come about because it's what we're feeling and it's kind of, like, what we need to hear and what we need to tell ourselves, or it's, like, what we have recently learned or worked through. But it all comes from a place of, like, we have experienced it or we are experiencing it, which is also huge for this week's topic of, like, body confidence in the summer, because everyone experiences that. And it's not like we're on, like, a pedestal being like, oh, we are, like, 110% confident and perfect and all of this. It's like, no, like, we feel the exact same way so often. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you and say that last week I didn't have a photo shoot at the lake house and, like, freak out because I hated everything.
No, that was really funny.
And me and Catherine keep taking pictures of me, but I was not happy with any of them.
Oh, it was
right?
Like, so funny for
I'm
me.
I'm not gonna lie and pretend that I don't do those things because I do, but it's like we're able to, like, just have an open conversation with you guys about it and show you, if nothing else, that we feel the same way and go through the same things.
It's funny to me. Sorry, I feel like I need to clarify that. Not just like, oh my god, that was so funny. It's funny because, like, we all experienced it. Like, Caroline said in that moment when she was freaking out because none of the pictures that she was taking were, like, she just didn't like them. She wasn't feeling comfortable in that sense. And she was like, this is, like, you and Phuket level. Like,
yeah.
And then I was like, oh, well, it's you and Werla. Like, because everyone has the same shit, and it's so stupid because I don't look at her, or I don't look at you or anyone and notice the differences or be like, you're looking a little, like, 1 centimeter bloated today. Like, that's disgusting. Like, no. No one thinks that way. No one notices. No one cares. Like, you're the only one who does that. And, like, a picture, oh, my God. We'll just talk. Let's get into the episode. Like, that is that's the episode. Have you ever heard of breathwork? Because we have a free trial for an amazing app where you can try it for yourself.
You guys know how important all-around health is to us, and that means not only movement and diet, but also stress and sleep and your mental well-being. Making those things a priority is game-changing, and it doesn't have to be hard. We were just introduced to breathwork through the app Open, and I'm so amazed at how immediately relieved of stress I am, even with just 5-minute classes.
The app offers unlimited live and on-demand classes with teachers that make you feel like you're in person, even if it's just for a short meditation to relieve stress. Open is the only app that offers breathwork, meditation, and movement classes all in one.
I love the teachers. My favorite right now is Olivia. Her voice is so calming, and I love the wind-down evening live stream she does.
Design and aesthetic are super important to me, and the vibe of this app makes me feel so good.
We think you would love it too, so we're working with Open to get you 30 days free to try it out and see if you enjoy it as much as we are. There's a link in the show notes, and you can go to withopen.com/goals.
Again, you can go to withopen.com/goals and use code GOALS for 30 days free of unlimited live and on-demand breathwork, meditation, yoga, Pilates, and more.
Let us know what classes you're trying. We're excited to hear how you like it.
So my low is that my phone was broken, but I was able to, like, manage my stress pretty well. Like, I fell behind on a couple things, but what I did was instead of adding stress and adding guilt, I removed some pressure because that is a lesson that I taught myself last week. Did you have a low?
You're so welcome. Not that I can think of. Like, surely there's been lows, but, like...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I got rained on yesterday.
At the beach.
Yeah, it rained so bad for, like, 5 seconds. Like, violently bad.
It has been a bit stormy these days.
Crazy stuff. I would like to add another high is Stanley in this video right now.
He's just hanging out.
He's so cute. This morning, it was, like, he came down to the gym. It was, like, 6 in the morning. And he was... wild.
Oh, so maybe he got all of his energy out already.
Yeah. He's just chilling. No, because I didn't... 50% of my workout was, like, throwing towels over his face, and then he, like, shakes them off, and then it's so cute. Anyway, that's... Hi. I feel like he never stays this long.
I know. Okay, my goal for the week is to feel more confident. Just to, like, feel confident, because everyone wants to feel confident. And to have some fun, we're going to Boston tomorrow, and we're spending the night in Boston. We haven't spent the night in Boston in... such a long time.
No, sometimes I forget that, like, last fall. I look kind of live there. Like, I know. Like, that's where...
Yeah. So we go to school in Boston. We both go to Northeastern in Boston, but we spent our last semester doing internships abroad in Singapore. So we haven't, like, fully been in Boston since last fall. And we are moving into a new apartment in September, the two of us and our best friend Anna. And we have an event tomorrow morning with Aloe Ativa, if you guys know, amazing skincare brand that we love, and they're based in Boston, so we're going to an event with them, and then we're spending the night in Boston, which we haven't done in so long.
And we'll get to hang out with Anna, and, like,
Saturday night, like, summer night out in Boston, just, like, haven't had something like that in a really long time. So I just want to have fun, have, like, a competent, fun, happy week. That's the vibe.
Similarly, my goal is to, it's my editing week with the podcast, so I'm gonna edit this up and have it, like, all set. I want to have all my work done before I go so that I can
enjoy the weekend.
Enjoy it and
be present. It's hard when you have tasks lingering, right?
To, like, yeah,
even if you're not going to do them in the moment. And that kind of goes into what we talked about last week about how we spend so much time stressing over something or thinking about doing something. Like, when you have lingering tasks, it's like it's still only going to take the same amount of time for you to do it, but the longer that they're hanging over your head, it just feels like
right
so much longer, and, like, they have so much more weight.
I have so come to learn that, like, I love a life of
leisure.
Simplicity. Leisure.
A life of leisure.
But in a sense, like, obviously, it's not, like, laziness, because, like, you guys, like, you know me. Like, I'm doing a million things all the time, and, like...
anything but lazy.
Right. I'm not gonna, like, say that about myself, but... like, I do a lot, and I want to accomplish a lot. Like, Girls with Goals, that's the name of this. It would be
name of the game.
Stupid if I didn't live up to it, right? But, like, doing all of that in the sense of it's coming from a calm place, a place of, like, I know it's what I want, so I'm gonna do it, and it's gonna work out. Like, a place of just, like, calmly overachieving. Because you can overachieve. I feel like we talked about this last week. The pressure of being, like, grind, and feeling guilty if you're not grinding, when actually, like, you can accomplish the same thing, take out the negative pressure, emotions, and, like, it's the same thing, just, like, 10 times better. Anyway, body image, bikini body.
Let's talk about it. The reason that I really wanted to talk about this topic this week is because I've seen a trend on TikTok where it's the I Got a Feeling song, and people are saying, like, sure, I had a bikini body, but I was so lightheaded all the time that, like, I couldn't even walk on the beach. Or, like, sure, I had a bikini body, but I was, like, too busy working out to even go to the beach. Or, like, sure, I had a bikini body, but I wouldn't even go to the beach because I was still so self-conscious, right? And there are so many.
There's so many
iterations.
It's comical how many, because, like, I could list 10, like, 1,000.
Yeah.
Iterations of it. Like, oh, sure, I had a bikini body, but, like, I had no friends to go to the beach with. Sure, I had a bikini body, but, like, if I were to go to the beach, I would faint immediately. Yeah. Or, like, all those things.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, putting it into perspective that that is so dumb. Once you're out of it, you realize, like,
the fuck?
What was I doing?
But also, when a trend like this comes about, it's like, I know it can be a little bit controversial because it is about disordered eating and disordered patterns, but what always amazes me is how many people are able to make a video on it.
Right.
And it just shows that so many things are so much more of a universal experience than we think. And it really made me think about how so many people who you're looking at, who you're like, oh, they have a perfect body, you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes with them. And more often than not, it's toxic, it's negative, because so many people are able to, like, say these things after the fact, right? But you don't know it when you just look at them. You don't know it until thousands of people make a TikTok video saying the exact same thing, right? So we want to talk
about that. And even still, like, I still, like, if I see someone on social media, because that's the place where you're seeing people that you never would have seen, right? And you're seeing, like, their best moments or whatever it is, that's where you get exposed to people that you don't know their story. If I'm scrolling and I see someone who has a good body, or is, like, aesthetically looks good, right? I don't know anything about that person. I don't know what their set point is, like, what their normal body composition, their normal genetics are. I don't know what sports they play. I don't know their eating habits. I don't know their eating history. Like, I don't know any of that. All you see is that one tiny little snapshot, that one post that is, like, good lighting, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's so many factors in it, but even when you're scrolling, even if you know all these things, because we've told you them thousands of times, I swear to God, on this podcast, even when you're in the headspace and you're good with yourself, like, even if you're not thinking of it and using it as, like, you know, people comment in TikTok comments if someone is, like, has a good body, they're, like, putting the Cheez-Its away, or, like, guess I'm not eating today. Like, even if you're not thinking like that, you don't think the opposite. Like, even if you don't think negative thoughts, you're still not thinking, like, reassuring positive thoughts.
About
and it all adds up. You know what I mean?
See someone else that you're being compared to, yeah.
Yeah.
The concept of this stereotypical, I guess, bikini body where the person is, like, their skinniest, leanest, all of that. Like, the reality is that behind that, it's either getting there in a very disordered way. And that's not to say that that's not just, like, some people's genetic makeup, right? Because it is. But for the majority of people, like, there is some sort of restriction. There's some sort of negative mindset. There's something happening there to get there. Or it's taking away from some other aspect of your life. Like, truly, just by seeing somebody's body that looks that way and you're like, oh, that's, like, such a desirable body to have, like, you don't know anything about the bigger picture of their life. You don't know what they're doing to achieve that. You don't know what their mindset is like. So it's like, really, what about that is so desirable? And I think that that is the question that you should really ask yourself when you're telling yourself that your body's not good enough, or you're telling yourself that somebody else has this dream body. It's like, okay, what about that? Because what is their life actually like? Because for so many of these people who are making these TikTok videos, and myself included, when I was skinnier a couple years ago, like, there's something missing on the other side, or there's something negative about it. And their life is probably not all as great as just this one image of their body might make it seem like it is, right? So, like, since when did somebody's body correlate with, like, how great it would be to be them, or how good their life is?
Because right, there's no connection.
It doesn't add up like that.
It doesn't add up. It's not adding up.
It doesn't add up like that.
You guys know what's up by now. You Can Beam is our favorite supplement company for protein, greens, pre-workout, and more.
You guys ask us all the time what supplements are important for your own health journey, so here's my quick advice. Everyone needs a protein powder around because protein itself is key for fat loss, muscle growth, and an overall strong and healthy body. When you have a protein powder, it opens up a whole new realm of meals and snacks. Then, if overall health is your biggest goal, pick up some greens to fill any of those nutrient gaps and help with digestion.
And if you love caffeine or just feel like you need more energy and focus during your workouts, then try a pre-workout. I love that Beam's ingredients are all natural sweeteners, all natural caffeine. That just makes me feel extra good about what I'm putting in my body.
And I'm obsessed with the new sour peach rings flavor.
You guys can use our code GOALS for 10% off from Beam at youcanbeam.com.
That's youcanbeam.com and code GOALS for 10% off.
Like, why do you want a better looking body? Is it because you're uncomfortable in your own body, and that's completely valid. And in that sense, if you are uncomfortable in the current state of your body, like, you have all the power mm-hmm. to change that to a state where you are comfortable. If you are wanting to change your body because you want other people to perceive you as better rather than because you are uncomfortable in your own skin, if you are comfortable in your own skin and the only reason that you want to change how you look is to please other people, fuck that. That makes no sense.
Or if you're uncomfortable in your skin, but you think that the way to get comfortable is to fit this standard of what the world wants you to be instead of just striving to feel your best and be your best.
Say you do reach your body goals and you now look exactly like the person that in your head you said, I will be perfect if I get to this point. You get there. And what? Then what? Mm-hmm. You're still not going to be happy because you equated how you look to your worth. And you can always find things to fix about how you mm-hmm. look. But it's not until you accept everything that your worth is going to be accurate in your head. Because if you are constantly equating your physical self and how you look to how good you are, if you're good enough, then you will never be good enough.
No.
Because the truth is, like, you are good enough right now. You can be good enough and still want to change things about yourself. You can be good enough and still have flaws. That doesn't change the fact that you are good enough.
Right. Your body will continue to change no matter what, even if you reach that point where you're like, okay, this was the perfect body that I envisioned in my head. Not only are you still not going to feel good enough, because think about it this way. You got to that point by always telling yourself that you weren't good enough. So then at what point are you just going to be, like, accepting of that?
And it doesn't
like,
automatically enough, switch.
Right? Like, you can still achieve different body goals. You can still make some changes if you want. But you should be telling yourself along the way, I am good as I am now. I am worthy because of all of these other things. And then when you make changes, you're going to be able to feel really proud of those and feel really good about those. Whereas if you're going every step of the way being like, I need to change because I'm not good enough. This person is better than me. I don't have a bikini body. I'm not this, blah, blah, blah. You're never going to actually gain the confidence because every step of the way you're telling yourself you're not good enough. So do you think that one day you're just going to wake up and be like, I did it.
Right.
I'm good enough. Like, it, no, that doesn't happen. You have to tell yourself you're good enough now. And it's really tricky because I think there's a line between like obviously, like, we are health and fitness. We love to work out. We understand that a big part of that is, like, you can change the way that your body looks to a certain extent, right? And there is nothing wrong with doing that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do that. But it should be striving to be the body that you are most comfortable and confident in. Not to fit into somebody else's box. Not to torture yourself to look one specific way when it's not realistic for you. Because like we've seen, it's not realistic for most people to be the absolute most stick figure version of themselves. And
but also, who's to say that that is the best looking version of you?
Like, who decided?
Maybe one person genetically is a stick figure. And that is the best looking version of themselves. Maybe someone else has way more curves and is a lot heavier and stronger and more muscular. And that's the best looking version of themselves. Every single person has different bodies that they're striving for. Like, there's not one option. And also, no matter what you look like, you can always find a way that you want to look different. So it's not that once you get to this point, this goal, body goals that you've been striving for, you're going to be totally satisfied and good and happy. No, when you get to that point, you're going to have a new goal. You're going to want to reach a new body, change your body entirely over again. Like, you, if you are attributing your physical, however you look, to your worth and to your self-image, not gonna work. You will never have good self-worth. You will never have a good body image mm-hmm. if your body image is based on how your body looks. Yeah.
So it's back to, like, your physical goals are okay, but your physical goals should be to feel the most confident about your body and feel the most comfortable in the body that you are in, right? Like, I know I feel more confident when I have some muscle tone and when I have definition. But for me, that can't mean my skinniest, smallest body because I've been there and I know that that did not support my best life. I know that when I had that typical bikini body, like my skinniest self, like I wasn't going to the beach. If I was at the beach, I couldn't sit still because I like literally couldn't focus on anything other than the way that I looked, other than like I can't chill right now because then I'm like missing a workout or I'm not doing this, right? Like, think about the life that is built around whatever that body is. The majority of the time, and at least in my case, that skinniest body was not the most enjoyable life. I made the least amount of memories that summer. I had the least, like, positive experiences. All for what?
It's so funny to look back at pictures. It's funny to look back at pictures of, like, being your skinniest self. And you realize, I'm not smiling. I look dull as fuck. And then you look at pictures from, like, now. And your body is completely different. But it's like, I look good. I feel good. Like, I can feel from that picture that I feel good. I'm actually glowing. I'm actually smiling. Like, it's just such a better version of you.
And it's like, you can look strong. You can look, you can be physically bigger. Maybe you have 10 more pounds on your body, right? But who gives a shit if you're glowing and you look confident and you look strong and you feel happier and you feel healthier?
The other thing, like, no
aren't
one...
those all the things we strive for? So why does that have to exist at 10 pounds lighter? Why does that have to exist at your smallest? Because it doesn't exist there most of the time.
Also, no one can tell the pound difference that you are. Like, no one knows that. No one is weighing you. You, like, no one will ever know your weight. No one is gonna, you're not gonna be, like, in a group setting and be like, and Captain, get on the scale right now. That's never gonna happen. Like, no one is gonna know. So why are you equating the number on the scale or the size of your clothes or whatever it is? Why are you equating that to whether or not you are good enough when no one else knows that? And if no one else knows that number or that letter or the size or whatever it is, if no one else knows, how can they possibly equate that size to your worth? No one else is doing that. So why are you doing that?
So we talked a little bit about the reality behind that typical bikini body, how it is usually incredibly unsustainable, how it doesn't support most of the time your actual healthiest, happiest life. And think about how many people you have thought were like your role models because they had the best body ever who have come out years later saying like, actually, I was going through an eating disorder. Actually, I was so self-conscious.
Actually, I was like violently unwell.
How many models and influencers and all of these people have come out after, like, I don't know, years or something and been like, actually, I was super disordered then. Actually, like, that was the shittiest time of my life. Actually, I was, like, sick and now I'm, like, working on this and I'm opening up about it. But then we still see people like that in the moment and think of them as like the pinnacle of beauty and happiness and health, because in the moment, like, we don't know the backstory. People only really kind of come after the fact and say that, and that's okay. Obviously that happens, but it's like when we know over and over again how many people have started to like open up about these things and break the stigmas, like, when do we let that flip change in our mind to be like, oh, actually, maybe that body isn't reflective of, like, the best life ever. Maybe that isn't necessarily what I should be striving for anymore. And that is going to lead us into tips that we have to feel more confident in your body, feel more confident in your summer, one of which being what you see on social media.
I was thinking literally yesterday that I was scrolling through TikTok and I realized it's not toxic for me anymore. Because remember when TikTok first became a thing and before it was like where, I mean, obviously TikTok has phases, but like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe, whatever. I don't really know the timeline. But it was so bad. It was like genuinely giving everyone horrible body image and like eating disorders. And it was just the posing. It was just the 13-year-old skinny girls dancing on TikTok. And, like, they're 13 years old. Like, you're 20. Like, how, whatever. It was just showing, like, straight-up children who were naturally or in that moment skinny because they were children also. And, like, I don't know. It was horrendous. And it was so toxic. But now I don't know that all that stuff probably still exists, but I have curated my feed to show stuff that I enjoy and that's going to be entertaining and beneficial and not negative for me. Mm. And that's like the good thing about social media and like algorithms is that you can train it or craft who you're following to only reflect things what you want to see. Good. If you, I mean, so with TikTok, because it's like kind of random, you can't always control what you see, but you can kind of shape to an extent what it is. If it's on Instagram and you're like only looking through following, like you can, you don't have to follow the people who make you feel bad about yourself. Follow the people who make you feel good about yourself, people who entertain you, people who teach you something, people whose stuff you genuinely want to see. You don't have to follow the people whose stuff you don't want to see.
Yeah. And I don't, and I never really have. I've never really gotten the hype of like following people just because they're pretty, like when you don't know anything about their life, when they're not giving you any value, because to me, that always just makes me compare in any sense, because maybe their photos make them look like they're living a better life. Maybe their photos make them look like they have this better body or something. I've never followed those types of people because, or at least in the past like few years I haven't.
Or I think really, a lot like, of people speak on, like, forever. Follow people in order to compare.
Yeah. And this doesn't mean don't follow people who are pretty, right? Like, everyone's pretty. I'm just saying, like, people who, when you scroll, you see a picture of them and it just leads to some sort of toxic comparison in your head, you don't need to follow those people.
But on TikTok, because TikTok is more like you can't necessarily control that distinctly, right? Unless you're only looking at your following page, but I feel like no one does that. As you're scrolling, if you interact with the things that make you feel bad, such as commenting those things on, like we were saying, you always see comments being like, guess I'm not eating today.
Body goals.
If you do that, you're going to keep seeing more of those videos and more of that content if you interact with that stuff. But if you don't interact with it, if you just scroll past and you start interacting with the things that are going to make you feel happy, like travel videos or recipe videos that are genuinely like inspiring and things that you want to see. I love listening to musicians on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, love it. Start interacting on TikTok with the things that you want to see and the things that make you feel good, and stop interacting with the things that don't make you feel good. And eventually, you're going to see a lot less of the stuff that doesn't make you feel good, and you're going to realize that it just feels a lot less toxic because you've created that environment to be less toxic.
Yeah, I'd say the next few times that you go on TikTok, do it very intentionally where you're liking and commenting on things that make you feel good, that you want to see more. Like, interact with those things because then you're going to see more of them. And if something or somebody always makes you feel bad, like, intentionally swipe away. Don't, like, watch it, because I know it's hard not to watch something, right, if it's, like, intriguing. But, like, if you know seeing this person just, regardless, like, they're not doing anything wrong, probably, but, like, seeing this person just always makes me not feel that great about myself, scroll right past. Intentionally scroll past and then interact with something else different. Like, train the algorithm to work for you, not against you. That is social media. And another tip that I have for the summer is to try not to constantly, like, body check or, like, constantly look at yourself all the time, because I think that that is so difficult because you look different in every mirror you look into, or at least in my experience. I'm like, I feel like every time I look in the mirror, I look a little bit different, right? And so if you always let that have the power over how you feel about yourself, you're just going to be on this roller coaster of up and down and up and down, because you're going to look at yourself in one mirror with one lighting and feel like a little bit puffy and not great about yourself. And then maybe a couple hours later, or the next day, you look at yourself in another mirror and you're like, damn, I look good. And I think just trying to do that a little bit less. Obviously, it's not like never look at yourself, right? But it's like, just try not to constantly be critiquing yourself, because you're always going to look different in every picture you take, in every mirror you look into. And if that always has the ultimate power over you, then it's not good, because you're always going to be allowing those negative feelings and giving them power and kind of taking yourself up and down. Bikinis that fit and feel comfortable, obviously. I think that's been my biggest thing this summer, is that I feel like a lot of bikinis, like, I've kind of grown out of, or like styles don't feel that comfortable on me anymore. And it's not even really about my body, it's like how I feel in that bikini. So something that fits you right, that feels really comfortable for you to, like, be in public in and move around in, that can be the biggest game changer to your confidence rather than taking it out on your body itself, like, what you're actually wearing. And another thing is, wear a bikini more often. Of course you're going to be uncomfortable when you go to the beach and you're, like, suddenly half naked in front of everyone if you're not used to wearing that and you're not used to being around that, especially coming out of, like, a winter when you're not doing that. So, like, wear a bikini around your bedroom, like, walk around, like, make a meal in a bikini or something like that. Like, and Catherine just wears a bikini around the house all the time.
Okay, that's because,
like, that must make you feel, like, so much more comfortable in it, though, to then go out, you know?
In the summer, like, my daily routine is I work out, and then I, like, shower and change, and then why would I put on clothes if I could just put on a bathing suit? We live at, maybe different story, like, we live at the beach, like, so it makes sense for me, but also, like, I am way more comfortable in a bikini than I am in, like, clothes, mm-hmm. because that's just what I'm more comfortable in, and that's what I choose to wear
right.
in the summer consistently, and, like, I will, like, I would so much rather be wearing a bathing suit than just, like, around my house and, like, than wearing clothes. Like, I will just, like, I don't know, that's, like, what I wear, and yeah. I love it.
I feel like that's a tip that you might not hear somewhere else, but it's so true. It's, like, not only are you, like, literally, like, in a bikini in front of a bunch of people, but you're also in a bikini for yourself for, like, the first time in a while, or something that you're just not used to doing all the time. So, like, get yourself more used to just wearing a bikini or wearing a bikini.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not used to, like, wearing real clothes all the time. And so, I mean, in the summer. So, like, when I do have to, like, right now I'm wearing jean shorts. And, like, it feels so weird to me.
So you feel more comfortable wearing a bathing suit. Because,
like, I'm wearing a bathing suit under this. Yeah. But, like, I can't be on camera right now in a bathing suit. Mm. I feel like that wouldn't go over too well. But it's, like, if I had to go put on jeans right now or, like, a real shirt,
yeah,
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I think it'll help you feel more comfortable and it'll also help you feel more neutral on times when you don't feel the best about your body because you're not...
It's your baseline. It's not...
Having the expectation that, like, every time I put a bikini on, I have to feel show-stopping. You're like, no, this is just, like, clothing that I'm putting on.
It's not out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So it's, like, how you feel in your body is out of your comfort zone that day, at least... wearing a bathing suit is not out of your comfort zone that day.
Right.
So it, like, kind of pulls it back a little bit.
Right, and it's not, like, kind of taking you over
same thing,
the top.
Same thing for clothes, whatever, with, like, normal clothes if it's in the winter or if you're not wearing a bathing suit in the summer. Like, if you are wearing clothes that you are consistently comfortable in and that suit your body and that you know that, even if you're having a bad body image day, you're not uncomfortable with the clothes mm-hmm. themselves. Like, why would you wear something out of your comfort zone if you're already feeling uncomfortable with your body or with the way you look or uncomfortable with yourself? Like, wear something that you're comfortable with and it'll rein in the discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Even if that means, like, a one piece or something high-waisted. Like, that's the cool thing. I feel like style is much more versatile right now where there's not really, like, one style. I feel like we have, like, much more broad of a range. Like, you could roll up in a high-waisted bikini and look so cute. You could roll up in a one piece and look so cute. You could wear, like, on it, like, shorts, like boy short bikinis or
yeah,
even, like,
I feel
coming
like
back in style,
honestly
right? So many
anything
too.
Works.
Yeah, so, like, experiment and find what feels most comfortable on your body because I swear that will make a huge difference in your confidence in the moment, feeling more comfortable, being able to actually enjoy yourself on the beach, like, move around, make memories, feel great, and then also just, like, your long-term confidence when you're more used to feeling comfortable in your skin and in what you're wearing. So, like, experiment with different styles. I just got my first, like, kind of high-rise bikini. It's on the way because I never really had,
what?
Like, high-rise bottoms. Dippin' Daisies. I got one of them in, like, a more high-rise because I've always kind of wanted to try one. I feel like it could be really flattering on my body, but I just, like, haven't really. So I'm kind of excited to try that on. And when it comes to fitness, because we've talked a lot about how, like, it's okay to have physical goals, right? A huge part of being confident and being comfortable in your body is feeling like you're in a body that you are aligned with, feeling like you're in a body that you're proud of.
That and looks like you.
That doesn't necessarily mean your skinniest body. While that doesn't necessarily mean fitting society's standards of a bikini body, that still does mean being in a body that feels like you and that you feel aligned with and also that feels healthy to you, right? So go after your fitness goals still, but my biggest tip would be to make sure that your fitness goals are, number one, like, more out of how you want to feel than necessarily how you want to look, because you're not going to do every single workout if after every workout you're looking at the mirror and being like, nothing changed, I give up, right? Like, you're only going to follow through when it's about how you feel and enjoyment, and then that also gets you more in the habit of focusing more on how you feel than how you look. And that's truly when you are your healthiest and your happiest, because it comes down to how you feel and what you think about yourself more so than what you actually look like. And then also just making sure that those physical goals are realistic to your body type, your genetics, because we're all different. And no matter what, like, you're striving for your best body that kind of goes off of your baseline and your genetics, not just trying to fit the mold of somebody else who just isn't possible for you. Not that they're better, not that they're worse, but they're just not you and they're not your body.
And finally, look at yourself the way that you would look at anyone else. You don't look at other people and critique every small little thing about them. Honestly, you tend to look at people with a more compassionate and accepting eye than you do yourself. So why not just look at yourself with that same compassion and that same acceptance and love, and you'll be good.
And remember too that you're looking at yourself not only from a different perspective where you're usually more judgmental of yourself from other people, but you're also not seeing yourself when you're on the beach in all of those moments, right? You're seeing glimpses of yourself in a mirror, you're seeing glimpses of yourself in a picture, but you don't see yourself when you're smiling and having fun. You don't see yourself when, like, the sun is hitting you perfectly, right? Like, if you're on the beach and you're like, oh, my friend looks so good right now, she's glowing. Like, you don't get to see yourself from that view. So also don't compare what you see of yourself with, like, a glimpse in the mirror to what you see of somebody else when they're, you know, like, smiling and enjoying themselves and, like, in the nice sun. You know what I mean? Like, look at yourself with a more understanding, empathetic, non-judgmental way like you would other people, and also understand that you're also just, unfortunately, not able to see yourself in all of those amazing moments that you're able to see other people in.
With that, hope you guys go have a good, fun day at the beach or lake or pool or in your backyard, wherever you take yourself.
And have a good rest of your summer. We're about halfway through. It's going by fast, but, like, you still got so much time. So if you've kind of been beating yourself up this summer, not feeling your best, holding yourself back from experiences, like, you have time to turn that around right now. And I hope that this episode helped you do that, helped you gain a bit of confidence. If you did, please make sure that you give Girls With Goals a rating on Spotify or Apple. Follow the show wherever you listen. And follow us on social media at Caroline Kanine on TikTok and Instagram.
And Catherine Kanine, TikTok and Instagram. And everything will be linked in the show notes below if you just want to click over and go check out any social media platform of ours or the podcast.
Yeah, it's also at Girls With Goals Pod for the podcast, Instagram, and TikTok. And we will see you guys next week. We love you. Thank you for listening every week. See you on Monday.
Bye.